debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. And trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse. It's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
Is he liberally conservative or conservatively liberal?
This isn't you.
Probably depends on how much Nicorette he's chewed.
Yeah, I know.
From Fox News, the immensely entertaining Tucker Carlson is on the line.
What's up, Tuck? How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
We had a swinger.
My mind is blown by the conversation I've just been listening to.
We were talking about swinger. We don't know a lot about it, but there's a swinger fest that's happening down in Miami here soon, and we had the King of Swing on a couple weeks ago, and he was describing that the hottest new rage amongst the swingers is what they call the chocolate room, and it's where they bring in a bunch of African-American gentlemen. And well, I think you kind of get it.
Yeah, I kind of got that. It's a pretty good deal for them.
For the black guys.
For the chocolate?
I couldn't sign up fast enough, Brent. Yeah. If I was a black guy...
Why would you want to watch some dude sleep with your wife? I mean, that's like watching somebody strangle your dog. I mean, that's really upsetting.
Not even in the same ballpark.
Brent, I want to be a black man, and all I would do would be just a big, big, tall black man, and I'd work out all day and then make myself available to this latest craze. I mean, you know, it's all your job would just to be in shape, be a man for hire, a black man for hire.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like a pretty good gig.
Yeah, well, it is. I don't want to hear the black men out there say that they don't have, that they've been kept down, man. I don't have that option. I don't have that option.
That's true. There's no cracker room.
Yeah, there's no fat white DJ room.
There's no Peckerwood room where you go in and sleep with black ladies.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reverse chocolate where me and Brent are going to sleep with Rihanna and Shakira.
Now, see, I'd be signed up for that.
In a minute. I'd even cheat on my wife for that. I'd be like, honey, listen, I know you're going to leave me, but I got a chance to be with Shakira. I really do. So seriously.
I'll be all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's Swinger Fest?
It's called Swing Fest. It's in October. It's in Miami, South Beach, and they take over a huge, like the Fountain Blue or some big ass, really upscale resort, and it's all people that like to sleep with other peoples.
Yeah, but married people who want to,
right?
Their wife. No, I mean, I know people who've done that kind of stuff, and I don't think it's good for your marriage. I think it's the kind of thing where your wife's kind of all for it until the next day, at which point she's really mad at you.
Well, like I was saying a few minutes ago, how does that drive home go when you're driving home and you're looking down the road and you're driving and all you can remember is the thought of your wife getting it from another man and she's making sounds and stuff that she doesn't make with you. And you're like, oh my God, I mean, that guy was giving her the business and she doesn't make them kind of sounds with me, but did she like it better? Then you just start playing my games with yourself. Next thing you know,
I don't even think they're mind games. It's totally real. I mean, you've just been cuckolded. in public.
Yeah, whatever that
means. You are a loser. You let some dude sleep with your wife.
You're a cuckold.
It's like letting someone abduct your children.
I mean, that's a dirty word?
Your job to prevent. Look, you're the man. Your job is to prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
Okay? That's like your whole job on planet Earth.
Yes,
is to prevent some other dude from sleeping with your wife, and you just blew it.
Here, here.
On purpose.
Now let me ask you a question. Hey, why you guys think I'm disagreeing? I'm agreeing, but what's this cuckolded thing, Brent? Is that a dirty word?
No, it's not at all. It's
cuckolded. It just means it's some guy who lost control of his wife, and she went and slept with someone else.
That's called losing the book, you lost the book.
You're a loser. You're a loser, because it's always the man's fault. It's
now,
the man's
but what
fault.
If this,
when he cheats on his wife, and it's the man's
but
fault.
But hold on now. Hold on. What if?
Oh, wait, how do you figure that?
Now, hold on,
because
Tucker.
Because you're not keeping, I mean, it's your job to be,
Tucker,
to keep her calm and under
hold
control.
Hold on, Tucker. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. You call it, you're a loser, or you call it cuckolded, or whatever you call it. I know what I just can't pronounce. I can't, I will butcher it up. Is it called cuckolded?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, cuckolded.
You're cuckolded. But what if, like in the swinging lifestyle, where granted, another man is sleeping with your woman, but meanwhile you're sleeping with his hot wife? Well, then
yeah. Well, look, it's a 50% good. I mean, this is a glass half empty, glass half full thing. But polygamy has existed since the beginning of time. It's not. I'm not saying it's morally okay, but it's not weird for a man to have many.
Oh, you're the one that stuck up for the biggest. You're the one that stuck up the biggest polygamist of all. The Jeff's guy. You spent an entire show defending him, and we almost lost our friendship because of that.
I know. I did. Not because I'm for polygamy, though. I don't think it should be illegal. Why should it be illegal? By the way, if I go and impregnate five women. It's like considered cool, right? And I don't deal with the kids and don't have any role in their lives. But if I marry those five women, I'm a criminal.
No, the illegal part is the underage girls.
Well, but that's a totally different question. Of course you should.
Well, but see, you confused the two on your radio, on your television show, which was maybe why you don't have that one over there.
Because Warren Jeffs is not in prison.
You may be on to something. You may be right. I should have made that clearer. I was not defending
having
sex with 15-year-olds.
Yeah, you should have just been so disgusted by that. You should have said, you know what? The act of being married to multiple people really isn't as big of a problem as those that are 12 and 13.
Yeah, that's what Warren Jeffs is in prison for. He's not in prison for polygamy. He's in prison for
child
rape. Well,
actually, he's not in prison for that. Warren Jeffs didn't marry underage girls.
No, he's in prison for facilitation of child rape.
Whatever the hell that means.
That means
he's in prison because he's weird and unpopular, and he has a different lifestyle that other people find creepy.
No, he's an accessory to the rape of children. That is a felony, and a serious one at that.
What do you mean an accessory? He's like got some weird religious cult where he thinks it's okay to, marry underage girls, but he didn't do it. Why wouldn't the guy who actually did it, who had sex with an underage girl, he should be the one who's doing life?
If I go buy a gun and hand it to you, knowing that you're going to murder somebody, I'm just as guilty as you in the eyes of the law.
I totally disagree.
I didn't write the law.
Maybe in the eyes of the law you are, but morally you're not.
Well, Tucker, last time I checked, you don't make the laws around here, bitch.
I should make the laws around here, and Michael Vick would have been executed, and Warren Jeffs would be the governor of
Arizona right now. That's the problem.
Dog killing bad, child rape, not so.
Yeah, dog killing really
child
bad.
Rape. I'm not for child rape. I'm just saying if you mistreat dogs like that, we're going to have to execute you.
Let me give you an example of what you might understand. Okay, you got a guy that likes that's having his way with your daughter. Now, do you kill him or do you kill him and his best friend because his best friend drove him to your house? I kill them both myself.
Yeah.
I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I think that's fair, but I think it's a lot more reasonable for me as the offended party to do that than the state. I don't have a problem so much with people extracting vigilante justice. I'll be honest with you.
The buddy who drove him, he's the one that knew all the data, where your daughter lived, where your address was, and you know her daily schedule. So he's the one.
Without the driver, the guy wouldn't have had access.
Without the driver, the guy would have never known where you live. But the guy did find out where your daughter lived, and he raped her, and did various bad things. Now should the guy that had the info and drove him to your home be just as much in trouble? I say yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he should be just as much in trouble. I understand why you want to kill him.
But he's an accessory.
And I think that's fair, but
by
I don't
all
think
means.
The state should put him in prison. If you're the father and you want to go shoot the guy, you know, go down to the car repair shop where he works and kill him, I think that's fine. But I don't think the state should punish him as much as the guy who actually
did it. Well, but you would say that the guy that did do the driving and had the inside information is an accessory to the crime.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right,
no doubt.
Just like Warren Jeffs is an accessory. You know, he facilitated and knew about and plotted and had the data on child raping.
Yep.
But wait a second. It's a little different than just straightforward child rape. I'm sorry, it is. It's not the same as pulling
because he puts it under the guise of quote unquote religion. We all know how much of a farce that is in itself.
How about this? He had her parents' permission.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. You gave permission for me to be raped.
Defending it. I think it's totally
you kind
wrong.
Of are defending it. You don't realize.
Not exactly the
See,
same
Tucker,
thing.
I mean, you know, a lot of times you make
it's
a
no
lot
different.
Of sense. You make a lot of sense. And a lot of times you're the voice of reason because we're too far one way. But there's other times that you just act like a complete idiot, like almost retarded. And this is one of them.
Well, because I actually believe in certain principles and I know that the public doesn't agree. And the public wants unpopular, creepy people to be executed, but I just disagree.
That's like saying, hey, Manson, you know what? I know that you gave your son permission to have 2 kilos of cocaine. He had your permission, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that should be okay. Then don't worry about the cops.
But I do think that makes it a little less bad. Parents are the ultimate authority. I do think that.
In the eyes of the law, people that are under 16 cannot consent to sex for any reason.
Yeah, Tucker.
God,
I don't in the state of it varies by state. I mean, I know that
I think he's in federal prison. We're talking about the federal.
All too often, Manson thinks that you're a god, but he's disgusted by you today. He really is.
Sex with a 15-year-old is
just to make it absolutely clear. I'm not defending underage marriage at all. I just don't think it's the same thing exactly as pulling a child from a bus stop and sexually assaulting that child.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is? It's much more planned out and plotted.
Yeah, it should be almost
premeditated.
You almost should put a premeditation.
Wait, hold on, wait a second. The rapist in this case has made a lifelong commitment to live and take care of the person. So it is a little different. I mean, let's just be honest about it.
Twisted.
I'm sorry. I don't know how I got
that's
myself
demented.
In a position to seem like I'm defending it because I am against it.
But I
just can't stand the hyperbole, and I still think Warren Jeffs should be left alone, and all those polygamists ought to be left alone.
He's going to be in federal prison for quite a few years.
Let me just ask a question. This is an open-ended question, whether Tucker can answer it or the next guy, whoever has the data. Did Warren Jeffs have sexual intercourse with girls under the age of 16?
I'm sure he did, but he wasn't convicted of it.
Right.
That.
I don't know the answer to that question because he wasn't convicted of it, but what he was convicted of, I think he should be in prison for the rest of his life.
And what was, Brent, what was the formal conviction and or charges?
It was facilitation of rape of a minor, basically.
So even though he may not have, his cult and the followers did partake in having sex directed on by him.
Yeah, because he was the leader.
Right.
Yes. So he gets thrown in federal prison for that.
Yeah,
so,
and by the way, I think the girl was 15. Not 13.
Well, Tuck, you're even sicker than I thought.
Under 16.
That makes it way better.
Let me just say,
unreal.
The whole point I was making is it's very sick to watch another man plow your wife. I think that's wrong.
Wow. How we go from A to B, I don't have any idea.
Okay, because I just want to get back into
safe
territory.
But hold on now. But
I was criticizing the swingers on the following ground.
But hold on, Tuck.
Here's the deal. Creepy.
Okay, but what's more creepy? Even Manson, the litmus test of creepiness and the litmus test of being wholesome, would say, Manson, if you had to pick, what is more creepy? Two adults that are 30, 40, 50 some years old, right, that are deciding to swap or swing with two other adults, all under the guise of being adults and making their decisions, or being an adult and allowing your 13-year-old to marry and subsequently have sex with an adult man that's been prearranged by some cult leader. Now, what's creepier?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just looking at a picture of Warren Jeffs making out with a 14-year-old on the internet.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe the one with the child would be creepier.
I mean, Tucker.
I agree. I'm agreeing with you. I think the one with the child is creepier. And I'm not saying it should be illegal to watch your wife have sex with some dude, but I'm just saying you're a sick person, okay? Let's just be totally clear. That's masochism. That's deriving pleasure out of hurting yourself.
What if she's liking it, and you're liking it too? You're liking the strain.
But that's even sicker. Okay. You like it that some guy is like swooping in and stealing your man.
No.
You like that?
No,
you're
saying
sick. Dude, man.
As a man, what if you like the fact that, I'm just trying, again, I'm not one of these, but I'm just trying to get a perspective here, what they're thinking. What if as a man, you're like, okay, you know, Brent, I wouldn't mind getting some strange, I've been married to this girl for 10 years, it's kind of getting, you know, whatever, mundane, but listen, the bottom line is, I could probably get some hot strange, but I'm going to have to let her get a little bit some too.
But you don't have to do that. That's the false.
What are you supposed to just cheat?
I'm not in any way endorsing
it's legalized
adultery in
cheating.
Any context. It's always wrong. But let me just say, it's very normal for men to go out and do bad things.
So Tucker's saying, just go ahead and
totally
cheat.
Totally,
but don't let her have no fun.
Sick, grotesque. To allow your wife to do that.
Wow.
He has gone off
the deep end.
I'm
not off the deep end.
So Tucker,
that's a heavy double standard,
weird.
Man.
Tucker
it's
is saying.
Totally weird.
Tucker
it's like
is saying.
Wanting someone to come in and set fire to your house. You don't want that.
Tucker, what he's saying, Brent, is, hey, it's okay for you to be a real shady-ass politician. See, because he lives in Washington, D.C. So go out and get all the hot ass you want on the side, but God forbid that you're on the
call the D.C. madam.
Call the D.C. madam. She's going to end up hanging herself down in Tarpon Springs. But anyway, the bottom line is this, is you go out on the down low as a mover and a shaker and a big, high, powerful man and go get all the side ass you want.
Get a
but
wide
your
stance.
Old lady, man, she you're going to keep her under lock and key at your house, my friend.